Panorama, Richard Dimbleby and his spaghetti harvest. So it seems like my generation were the first group of youngsters who did their homework and watched TV out of the corner of their eye. And Richard Dimbleby says, and now we are going to Italy for the spaghetti harvest. And a troop of young women with the dishes of spaghetti. And then we went out into the fields and saw all the spaghetti hanging on trees, like icicles. And I'm thinking, this isn't right. So I watched it avidly. Next morning's discussion on the playground was very serious about whether it was true or not. So we picked up on the fact that the very serious Mr. Dimbleby was playing a joke on the nation. Remember the newspaper headlines, but I can remember the newspapers had a wonderful time afterwards. Further television watching and doing homework. Much more interesting than mathematics was Vanessa Redgrave, a Shakespeare production. She was dressed as a boy, and I can't remember the name of the play. I think her character was really Viola, and it was a swap-over one. But Miss Redgrave, dressed as a boy, with a most lovely cap, and next day at school, everybody wanted a cap like Miss Redgrave. We'd enjoyed the play. We did manage to answer up in class. But it was the cap and possibly the boots. Let's see what. Oh, yes. I got the sitting room to myself. My father was in the merchant service. He was a master mariner. He'd been home on leave, which was quite a short time in those days. And he was sailing two nights before a production of Carmen was to be on TV. And he said, you watch it for me. So I have no idea who the singers were. I can remember having the sitting room to myself. And because my mother wasn't very keen on opera, much more a Radio Luxembourg fan. And so I had the sitting room to myself to watch Carmen. And I have enjoyed watching and listening to opera ever since. And of course, I had a duty thing to do as well. Having watched it, I had to write a letter to catch my dad at Curaçao and tell him what I thought about it.